listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNEDforall.com.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. We have a really interesting and great show for you tonight. Before we begin the show, let's introduce the players tonight. To my right, my co-host, my wife, Lynn Golder.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sunday, March 25th. That's the new edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Another week.
To my left, my co-host, Dave Hildebrand.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Hopefully, we will get a call in from you guys this evening. We would love to hear from any and all of you.
Behind the scenes, his lovely bride, Brenda Hildebrand.
Woohoo!
Hello, hello, everybody.
Yay! And sitting next to Brenda, behind the scenes, we have our...
pinch hitter.
Well, I'm not going to say just pinch hitter. I'm going to say the man who's in charge
That's
of the
right.
show, the producer. His name is Darrell Robinson.
Hey, sir. Woo-hoo. How y'all doing out there? And I'm a pinch hitter or...
I can hardly hear you,
Darrell. Yeah, I don't hear you either. Maybe it's just our mic. All right.
Our extra fine producer and engineer.
Okay, it's getting
better?
Thick in there now. It's getting a little
Coming in very faint.
No, I hear it now.
You hear it?
Yeah.
Dave,
there you go.
Now you go.
Darrell Robinson.
All right. Good to have you here. Appreciate you helping out there, Darrell.
That's right.
Not a problem.
Even though we know Chris is goofing off down in South Florida having fun. He might be, he's probably on his third or fourth Bahama Mama or something right now.
This
Mai Tai
hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Hear this loud and clear. Today, the phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that, and I'll say it nice and slow. 407-894-1680. If you want to call in, you don't have to call in just for trivia. You can call in and say whatever you'd like to say. And don't forget, if you're tuning in for the first time, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. So if you have anything to say, which I hope you do, give us a call. So, David.
Do you have any shout-outs, Dave?
You got any shout-outs, David?
Shout to Brenda.
Yeah, all the way in the other room there. Let's see. I'll have to think about that for a moment. I don't have any specific shout-outs right offhand. I will. Maybe I should shout out to my good friend Goddess Johnson. I think might be listening right now, and a couple of the some of the Lighthouse family. So I'll shout out to them.
Okay.
Well,
I have one shout out today. I just want to wish Greg Lindberg lots of luck. He's going to compete this summer. He's an official contest in the Blind Idol competition. And it will be with his rendition of I Won't Back Down. I'm sure you know that song, Dave.
I do.
I believe it's Tom Petty and
You're
the Heartbreakers.
Right. You are right.
Yeah, 1980. So that's what he is going to be singing. And I believe this is also with IFB Solutions is sponsoring this competition. So good luck, Greg Lindberg.
We got all of our fingers
that's
crossed
right.
for you, man.
Keep us posted.
Our Central Florida entry here.
The contingency here.
Exactly. So you got everybody in Central Florida pulling for you, I'm sure of that.
That's right.
And listen, folks, if you're listening to this show in Pennsylvania or in California or anywhere else in this country, you want to call in, don't forget to do so. 407-894-1680. Or if you want to look us up on the web, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget, when you do the Blind and Beyond, don't forget the AND, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And it's blind friendly. Hey, Dave, you ever look at it?
Sure. Been on there many times.
Many times. It's blind friendly, right?
It's totally blind friendly. I go on there sometimes. If I miss part of the show, I'll catch the archive. So it's really easy to even listen to past shows. If you've got a computer with a screen reader, JAWS, or NVDA, or anything that will let your computer talk, including your telephone, the iPhone, of course, you can get on the internet and access the radio show website real easy.
Dave, what did you say? NVDA, what is that?
N. As in Nancy, VDA stands for, let's see, it's non-visual digital something or
access.
Other. Access. Yeah, there you go.
Good guess.
Yeah, that is it, I do believe. NVDA is very much like JAWS in that it is a screen reader that will read what it sees on the screen on a computer. The big difference is NVDA is completely free.
I was going to ask that. Wow.
And it makes a huge difference. It works very similar to JAWS, a few different commands, but easy to use. It doesn't take up a whole lot of computer resources, works great.
How do you get it? You said it's free. How do you get it?
All you do is get on the internet, go to Google or your favorite search engine and type in NVDA at November Victor Delta Alpha. Hit enter, and that thing will find it right away.
Is that what you use?
I use both of them. Actually, I've got three different screen readers, believe it or not. And just like a lot of things, each program does some things great, and it's not like one is necessarily better than the other, but they're both equally quite good. I mean, mm-hmm. You can use NVDA for any program, but especially for people getting just using the internet or email and whatnot, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. Doesn't cost a dime, and to me, it.
For the tip. Never do that.
Programs like JAWS are a great program to help people be independent, but realistically, JAWS is a very expensive program. I think it's almost criminal. It kills me to think that. That program, JAWS, cost about $1,000. So you figure $1,000 is literally about twice as much as what you can get some laptops for. So just to be able to use it, a laptop, you got to either buy JAWS or, like say, now you've got the access to this NVDA, which is
David,
huge.
David, I'm interrupting you. It looks like we have another David. We're going to be going to a break in a minute. We could start with David, and then hopefully he'll wait for the other side of the break. David, are you a new caller? David from Maryland. I don't recognize the name.
David, are you there?
Welcome, David.
David.
No? He hung up? Okay, oops. I'm getting sign language here on the other side.
We lost him.
Lost David.
So, somehow or another.
We're going to break.
Don't forget,
anyway.
Next week, folks, we start out of St. Louis, 50,000-watt radio station, 1010 on the dial, and FM would be 104.5. You can hear us in Wichita, Kansas. You'll be able to hear us in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You'll be able to hear us live on the radio
in Arkansas, and you'll be able to hear us in all of Missouri. So that's coming on board next Sunday. Looking forward to it.
David, call us back.
Yeah.
We're going to break?
Oh, we're going to break now. Well, he'll have to hold.
We're going to break. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming up.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind, body, spirit approach to your health, visit totalhealthguidance.com.
Mention that you
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Braille, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. Braille is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The Braille device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The Braille product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the Braille. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com. Quack, 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 quack.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to Blind and Beyond. That's right. That's what you're listening to. So if you just turn the dial, that's what it's all about. By the way, if you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. Lynn?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm here. I just wanted to tell everybody to get ready to call in this hour because Michael and David and I, along with you, are going to talk about autonomous cars. So if you say, what the heck is that? Well, autonomous car is a driverless car, a self-driving car, like a robot. So we're going to be talking about that this hour, what your opinions are about it. But anyway.
We have a caller on the hold right now.
I think he's, I don't think he's there anymore.
Dave, you there?
No.
You lost him again?
Hey, yeah. We just wait. We having problems with the phone line still.
That's what happened last week, too.
He's on hold. We're just having difficulty.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
All right. As soon as he's ready, we'll just take him right in. But, we can start talking about the autonomous cars.
Yeah, just give us the high sign whenever.
I'm giving you the high sign.
I'm
giving it the high sign.
Yeah.
Can you see me?
Well, the important thing is they need to, when David's up and ready to go, we'll take him anytime.
All right, so why don't we start talking about our topic, and then hopefully people will call in. You better call in, folks. So, Dave, why don't you introduce everybody to the topic?
Okay, well, first of all, if you have any questions or comments, don't forget to call in 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. And, we're talking about autonomous cars for the first segment of the show, the topic has come up several times, but particularly because this last week,
right?
Unfortunately, one of the cars went haywire. I believe it was in Arizona.
It was.
And sadly, someone died. A lady was crossing the street, and one of these autonomous Google cars.
So Uber car, Dave.
Uber car, right. Mm. Yeah, hit her, and unfortunately, she died. The autonomous cars are regulated, and they at this point you need to have a sighted driver with them to take over in case the car does not react as it's supposed to. Well, evidently, the Uber driver was also distracted. And it sounded like the pedestrian who got killed was not wearing easy to see clothing and was also a little distracted as well.
She was crossing a 7-lane highway.
Right. I watched the video,
which is very difficult to do anyway. So, unfortunately, between all of these, the quote unquote perfect storm or imperfect in this case. She died. And of course, now everyone is up in arms. How dare they let these cars out on these killing machines out on the loose? Of course, when you think about how many accidents are caused by human error every year, some innocent and some not so much. You know, we already know how many people die from alcohol-related deaths, not to mention distractions, people possibly too old to drive and with very slow reaction times, people young being distracted by their phones or stereo or whatnot. So my personal opinion is that I know that we're early in the technology, but this is going to be a great tool, and it's very much in its infancy. So, of course, they're ready to jump on us. But
Dave, I'd like to interrupt. Can you play that audio for us, Jarrell? We have a 3-minute audio from the Bloomberg report.
Cool.
In reference to what David and Michael and I are talking about this evening.
Difficult to discuss this because there is a fatality involved, and obviously it's a tragedy. Nevertheless, how does it change the dialogue going forward when it comes to autonomous driving, testing them out, testing them on public roadways?
Yeah, Vani, I think there is this perception that the technology has been worked out entirely for autonomous vehicles and they're ready to go. I think what this accident highlights is that's not necessarily the case. In this particular accident, one of the issues could have been whether or not all these sensors that are on a self-driving car actually recognized that there was a pedestrian in the median. And if it had, then the car would have braked. But it did not brake. Neither the human driver nor the autonomous system braked before the car collided with the woman.
Yeah, of course, it's distinguishing whether or not it is an object or the person that's a key problem here. What happens when, say, it's not sunny California, it's not a place where the weather is nice, say New York right now when we're seeing a snowstorm? How do these challenges complicate matters?
Those challenges complicate them greatly because snow, ice, even rain can obscure the sensors, the radar, the LIDAR, the cameras that autonomous cars depend on to see the world. So that's why you see most of this testing going on in warm places like Arizona and Texas and California. But 70% of the country is in the snow belt, so that'll be a very big challenge that self-driving cars still have in front of them.
Is this something that could have happened to any of the automakers, Keith? Is this something that they are considering even?
You know, that's an excellent question. Uber has had some difficulties before in San Francisco. There was another accident in Tempe that was not a fatality involving an Uber car. So that's something that the regulators or the investigators who have come to Tempe to look at this will be looking at, whether or not Uber was behaving like others who are testing autonomous cars or if they were pushing the envelope.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
So it's Gerard.
It's not just
test proof. That's what you and I were talking on the break, Dave.
Oh, David's there? Okay. We're switching gears because our phone is working now. And David from Maryland, welcome.
Hi, Dave.
Hello there, David. It's one David to another. How are you, man?
That's right. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Awesome. So this is actually, this isn't why I called, but this is what you guys are talking about. It's a very interesting topic, so I'm really glad that you guys are addressing that. But what I really called for was about 10 minutes ago or so, Dave, you were mentioning the NVDA screen reader.
Yes, sir.
And so I've been using this myself. I've been using it actually for around 9 years. And I just wanted to add a couple of things to what you said, just to kind of round off what you were talking about. So the letters, NVDA stands for non-visual desktop access.
Ah, thank you, desktop. Okay.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right in that anybody can go on Google or whatever search engine you use and type in, you know, NVDA screen reader and you'll find it. But the actual website is NV Access, which you could think of it as NV for nonvisualaccess.org. So if you go there, you'll get to the direct website, and you can read more about it, download it, and there are even some links to get some slightly more human-sounding voices if the voices that come with it are not to your liking. So that was really all I wanted to say about that. I didn't mean to, no pun intended, I didn't mean to shift gears.
You're more than welcome.
We're so happy you called. Car.
You can call anytime you want, absolutely. What part of Maryland are you calling from?
So I live in Elkton.
Oh, Elkton, Maryland. One of the dorms at University of Maryland was called Elkton. That's how I know.
Yeah, I've called before. This is Jason's brother.
Oh, David.
Oh, the David.
Oh, you sound different tonight.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
You sound different. Because I was sick a few weeks ago, and just at the moment, my voice is kind of in the basement. I actually prefer it this way. but anyway... So, yeah, I was really glad you guys mentioned it. Michael, just as a quick aside, I'd love for you to do more shows covering computer and smartphone technology. And I don't mean from a real geeky point of view, but just from an introductory point of view, because this stuff can really do a lot of things that a lot of listeners could benefit from but might not know about. So I'd love to see more shows devoted.
Well, we'll do it then.
Topics.
Then we'll do it.
David,
yeah, I agree.
David, we'd like to call you off the air. I know you're working during the week, but can we call you one night during the week and Brenda will take your phone number? Because
I'd like to talk
to you.
Yeah, you can do that if you like. Yeah, that'll
Brenda,
be fine.
Will you,
or I can just I could send you a private message.
Oh, okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I just want to tell you that I just really enjoy your articles on LinkedIn also. You always have something interesting to say. I learn a lot from you, David.
David, I've got a quick question for you.
Thanks. Real quick, I just want to say I don't write most of the articles.
Well, you know what I mean, but you post them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've written two of them that you can find on there, but most of the ones are from other people.
Well, I know. I realize that.
I do try to Yeah, but I do try to send things that I think people might find of interest. So thanks. I really appreciate it.
Right.
Yeah, Dave, you had a question?
Yeah, I just wonder what Windows system are you using the NVDA on? Windows 10 or 7 or what you got?
Well, I started out, I mean, I've used it on a variety, on a few systems. I started out using it on XP. That wasn't my first Windows system, but it's the first one I used NVDA on. At work, we have a couple of Windows 7 machines, so I've used it on Windows 7, but a year or so ago, I upgraded my system to Windows 10 Pro.
Gotcha.
David, while we have you on the air, what is your take on the autonomous cars?
As far as how we should proceed after that horrible Uber accident?
Well,
or
just in general,
just
in general, yeah.
I think it has a lot of promise. I think it's great. I think that there may be some people who just think it's going to, you know, start coming out in 6 months and they're going to be able to drive anywhere they want. I'm not quite that optimistic, but I don't think I don't think we're going to see it as soon as some people might like, but I do think that, you know, it's going to take some additional research and experimentation and probably a lot of legal regulation. But I think eventually it's probably going to be a part of our lives unless we have some definite evidence to show that it's more problematic than not. But if you think about it, I mean, more sighted people who drive cars unfortunately get into serious accidents and die all of the time either, but that doesn't stop people from doing it.
Right.
So I hope that we don't allow one accident, as tragic as it is, and maybe as preventable as it is, maybe we can use that to figure out how to prevent them, and, you know, maybe we'll wind up making the technology a lot safer.
True.
True. Very
well, thank
true.
You very much for calling
thank
in,
you,
and
David.
We will start doing what you suggested.
Send me a message, okay, Dave? We'd like to talk
to
you.
Yeah, no worries.
Good to meet you, David.
Right,
thanks a lot, man.
Thanks for calling in.
Have a good night.
Well, and before you go any further, folks, if you have any suggestion, and I mean any suggestion.
For topics
or anything else to add to the show in a positive movement or fruit movement, period. You know what? Write to me, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So if you have any suggestion, write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget to put, when you put Blind and Beyond, don't forget the A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And also, Michael, I notice a lot of people tend to contact us through the contact button on our website, and that's fine. You can do that too. We'll get your email.
But wherever you are, Pennsylvania, Kansas, wherever, California, you got any suggestions? Love to hear from you. You have any PSAs? Love to hear from you. We're here for you. So just because we are out of Orlando, it doesn't mean we want to talk just about Orlando.
That's true. So we get tired of talking about
Orlando. And if you have other things you want us to say,
right.
Well, that's for you to write to us and tell us, and we'll start talking about it. You got any PSA? You have anything happening in your area you want us to know about?
Nice.
Well, guess what? We'll talk about it. Okay? We're opening up more and more radio markets around the country. So the point is, we want you to participate, not just listen, but participate. Okay? We're here for you. We're going to go to trivia.
Oh, no, not now.
Not yet?
No, we're going to go to break in 1 minute. We can take Gary real fast before we go to break.
Gary.
I assume it's Gary's
from Winter Park.
Winter Park. We don't have any
you
other Gary's.
Hello,
hi, Gary.
Guys.
How do you know we don't have any
there
other Gary's?
There he is.
No,
how's it going, Gary?
I said I don't think we have any other Gary's.
Oh, I'm sure
that
we
I
have
know
lots of Gary's.
No,
just got me. The blind man.
That I know of.
The world famous. How you doing, bud?
Doing good. I like the cars. The Soda had an accident. They're going to have accidents. I mean, that's just inevitable. What scares me more is the drones. Now, you can have a car.
That's true.
Maybe one person. Well, what about these drones that are going to hit each other and come down on people's heads?
That's true.
At least the cars are on the ground.
So. True.
I think you ought to talk about drones, too, because they're dangerous.
Well, that'll be another topic. When you come back, you can talk about drones.
All
okay?
right.
Do your
all
research. Right.
Thanks for calling
later.
In. We're going to break.
Bye.
All righty.
Thanks, Gary.
See you on the other side.
Yeah. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4ALL.com.
Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider and is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PaulPass mobility payment app. Public transportation is at its best just for you. Check out golynx.com for the latest news and updates from Lynx. That's golynx.com. What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
We're back. Yes, we are. We are back. David,
it's
you
true.
Got something to say? David?
Yeah, he's going to sing.
We are back.
You going to sing, Dave?
Oh, sure. Meet George Jetson. Actually, there's all kinds of stuff in the... Jane, his wife, his dog. No, his boy, Elroy. Judy.
Yeah, I bet the audience doesn't even know why you're
there's
singing
There's a great big band thing. Well, that's one of the greatest theme songs of all time, I think.
But George why? Jetson. But why
George
did I
Jetson.
That?
We were talking about George Jetson with the...
cartoon.
With the modernized cars. You know, it's so funny. You know, at one time that seemed like way in the future.
It
but,
did.
But now there are flying cars.
Yeah.
Truly absolutely. Flying cars. Yeah. So it's just a matter of time. But the autonomous cars are here. I mean, of course,
that's
they're
right.
Not everybody can buy one. They're too expensive. But, you know, while I'm thinking about it, the funny thing with the self-driving car is they're not designed for blind people, first of all. I mean, that could be a great an extra advantage in the future, but they were designed for safety purely, for people who are sighted, who become distracted, which happens all the time.
That's what happened in this accident.
That hopefully this software will help minimize accidents, and it will. I'm quite certain because there are people eating, people driving with their knees, people adjusting the stereo, putting on their makeup.
Driving with animals.
Get me out of it.
But
it's really scary.
But there are tons of reasons that, you know, even kids in the back seat, whatever, there's tons of ways that a sighted person will be distracted. So
yeah.
the first purpose for these cars was for safety.
Interesting.
And eventually blind people will be able to take advantage. Yeah. But we just got to remember it's very, very early in the process. And the fact that we've got such fast acting media we know what happens in an instant.
Right.
So, you know, years and years ago, we might not have even known that all these tests were even being done.
We got a trivia now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You and Dave need a single.
407-894-1680. We're going to trivia now. 407-894-1680. Trivia time. Who's singing the song?
Jarell, no.
You gonna call in, Jarell?
I wonder if you know who's playing it, who's singing the song. And time goes by so
slowly, and time. Do you know, Dave? Can do so
much. Possibly.
Okay, so tell me who's singing that song. That song was a great song. The group who's doing it now wasn't the first one to do it. The first one that did it, believe it or not, was a blind man. Can you think of who did it the first time, David?
Now that I definitely don't know.
Definitely don't know?
No. And the blind man hint definitely didn't help me.
Didn't help you? Okay.
Is blind man Gary?
No.
Wow, he's gone in.
407-894-1680. All right, tell you what, we're going to have two things out of this one. Who's singing this song? But the question is, who sang the original?
Oh, that's too hard.
Well, anybody knows.
If they can come up with either answer, we should give them a prize.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'm going to give two different prizes.
There you go.
Dave, two prizes. While we're waiting. You mentioned something, Dave, and I want to get your intake.
407-894-1680. Go ahead.
From your point of view, you said that that the autonomous cars are really not for blind people. So what is your quote-unquote vision? How do you see the blind people? I know in California they have done experiments with blind people.
Oh, yeah, and eventually Google I think cars. That they will be used for blind people. Blind people will be able to take advantage of the technology, should I say.
It'll be all audio controls.
Yeah, or some type of just like an iPhone that has a touch screen that would be usable. But unfortunately, that's still going to be a ways in the future as they develop the software. But, no, I was just saying that originally its purpose was not to help blind people, but they'll certainly be able to
drive it again.
Oh, God.
They'll be able to take advantage of it, though, eventually.
No. I won't let you near the car, Michael.
I could be driving
again. I remember once he was driving a boat, and I wouldn't go out in the boat with him either. He's crazy.
I could see that.
He's like a wild man. That boat, that motorboat.
They used to call me a New York cab driver.
Yeah, but no, you didn't want to drive with Michael.
Hey, I've flown a plane before. You
really?
I could have got you up in that. That would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Less to hit up in the air, you know.
Yeah, right. Do we have a caller, guys? I think they're talking to somebody. I don't know. Here, Brenda's typing. Oh, Eugene.
Eugene.
Clearwater.
Oh,
I better
Eugene.
Put my headphones on.
Welcome, Eugene. Come on in.
Hi, Eugene.
Hi, Eugene.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
How
I'm
you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm going to answer the first one.
All right.
Roy Orbison?
Oh, no.
No.
Well, what's your other idea?
No. Sorry.
Oh, well. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Eugene, wait. Don't go. What's your take on the autonomous cars?
My take on the autonomous cars, I can't wait for them to get here. So.
My I'm with you.
My only question, if you have somebody that's behind the driver's seat and they accidentally or they touch the steering wheel, is that going to cause it to go off of the automatic drive-in?
I don't know. But you know what, Eugene? You can come over in the autonomous car and come co-host guest host the show.
Yeah.
And come
definitely.
Over by yourself, and you don't need your son-in-law?
I could bring Greg with me.
There you go. Oh, boy.
This is Eugene
and
from
Doug.
Clearwater. Eugene
man.
From Clearwater.
Yeah, the Yah-Yah man and Doug, the trio.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I do think those cars are designed so that if the driver grabs the wheel or the controls, that they take over, just like a if you're a student, a pilot, for example, the person teaching you can take over the controls immediately and fly in safely. So would it require
that you have a driver person that has a driver's license to be in the car?
Right now,
That's a really good question.
Right now, that is the deal. But yeah, like I say, they're still in testing right now. So,
right.
I have a feeling it's going to change. The big trick that they're finding right now is to find ways to make cars be able to talk to each other. If more cars have the same technology, for example, they'll be more on the same page. To quote a term, it'll be a lot easier for these cars to know what the other one's going to do. Because their communication software will be able to detect that instantaneously. So.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Eugene. We have to take another caller. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Eugene.
From Clearwater. Thanks,
Alrighty.
Eugene.
We have
another caller.
Sheila Young on the phone.
Sheila Young
from Orlando.
From College Park, Orlando. Yep. How you doing, Sheila?
I'm good. How are you?
Young Sheila Young.
You gonna drive over?
No, I'm sorry. I am not as advanced as Dave is. I don't want to get in. I'm not there yet.
But I would trust you, though, Sheila. I really would. I think you would be a really good driver.
Oh, I don't know if I want to get in one right now, Sheila.
No.
Don't get me wrong.
No.
But I'm talking in the next 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years, but I'm not sure I'll be around in 10 years.
No,
oh, you will. You will.
You'll be around.
Anyway,
what you up to?
Are you calling for trivia?
Yes.
All right.
Woohoo. What you got?
So what do you got for us?
The Righteous Brothers.
100% right.
All
Yay.
Right.
So you just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Awesome.
All right.
You know, great food at Sonny's Barbecue. Now, I got a question for you. Do you know who did the first version of that?
No.
And it wasn't Blind Man Gary. We know that.
No,
okay.
It was not. No. I have had so much fun with my oldie music on my dot, on my Alexa dot, that no. Sorry.
Okay. All right. We'll wait and see if else can get it.
Okie dokie.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
Sheila Young just
thanks,
won
Sheila.
A $10 Alrighty. Gift card from
Good to hear ya.
Sonny's Barbecue.
Thank you, Dave, for being there last week.
Oh, my pleasure. Glad it was for a great cause.
Yeah, we didn't tell everybody about
that.
You were awesome.
Thank you. Yes, I had the privilege of filling in along with the Jane Gang for the GOCB fundraiser at Tijuana Flats last week. So we all had a good time, raised some money for a good cause, and had some good food, too.
Sheila just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. Yeah. If you're looking for great food, go to Sonny's Barbecue. They got some great barbecue food.
How does
I love
Gary
the ribs.
Say? Lip-smacking
Lip-smacking good.
Garlic toast.
They have great ribs.
Yeah.
Yep. And also, so it was the Righteous Brother. That was the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And the song, she did not say, but I'll tell you right now, the song is Unchained Melody. But my question is, don't cheat, but tell me, who was the first one who did the song?
I know you're killing me. I want to know this right now. It's going to drive me nuts.
I'll give you some hints. He was the first blind man that had a hit record. This was before Ray Charles. This was before... Stevie Wonder, of course.
Wow.
He was the first one that had a hit record, and he did the original on this song called Unchained Melody. He was the original.
Wow.
I'll give you another hint. He had another hit called He. Did that help you?
Not
anybody?
Her?
No, he. He had a few hits.
He, that's a religious tune, isn't it? I think I do. I am familiar with that song.
Can you look up? I can't tell you the name then.
That's okay.
Yeah, right. How are you going to do that? Name.
That's all right. If no one guesses it, you can spring it on us here shortly.
Yeah, I'll have to play his version of He. He did great. Anybody on the phone? I'll tell you the answer.
No.
I think it's going to be a pretty difficult one for them to pull.
Okay. Well, guess what? We played it before. He was the first blind man that had hit records on the top charts. His name, anybody know?
Guess not.
I'll
Michael.
Give you a hint. Ready?
You already gave us hints. What's the name?
Oh, the name? Al Hibbler. Hibbler.
Oh, yeah.
Al Hibbler. He was the first performer who had some big hit records. Can you look up in the computer, Al Hibbler, the song He?
How do you spell him?
H-I-B-L-E-R,
yeah,
isn't
Hibbler.
It?
Yeah, Hibbler. Al Hibbler.
Yeah. Are you looking it up, Brenda? Thank you. All right. We're going to go to break in a minute anyway, so we can find out that exciting information.
You know what? If you can find, he had some Hitler hits. I like to pull on his version of Unchained Melody because right. It was great.
Now I'm curious. I never even heard of old Al Hibbler. No. So the poor guy. I'm gonna have to do some research now.
I think I spoke about him when we were going back and about his famous. Yeah.
We're going to break. See on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Artist. You learn something new every day, people. See what you can win when you listen to us. All this great info.
You requested links? Well, listen up. The Lynx new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Lynx program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Lynx bus tracker and the Lynx Paw Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Lynx vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golynx.com. That's GOLYNX.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example. Chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And that's what you're listening to, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. By the way, any show you've ever missed, we got them all since we started. Next week will be our 2 years on the radio. You missed any shows? They're all there.
Except,
just go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. They're all there.
Except the infamous day when we were sitting here and it was...
Well, that was a...
was it a
no
hurricane?
No computers. The hurricane.
Yeah, everything went...
But I want to listen.
Home.
Brenda has something to say. All She's right. going to read us something about Al Hibbler. Would you please read it to us, Brenda, about Al Hibbler, the first blind big singer?
Yes, this is very interesting. Albert George, and he went by Al Hibbler, was born August 16, 1915 in Mississippi. He passed away April 24, 2001, and he was an American baritone vocalist who sang with the Duke Ellington's Orchestra before having several pop hits as solo artist on his own. Some of Hibbler's singing is classified as rhythm and blues, but he's best seen as a bridge between the R&B and traditional pop music. According to one authority, Hibbler cannot be regarded as a jazz singer, but as an exceptionally good interpreter of 20th century popular songs who happened to work with some of the best jazz musicians in time. And yes, you're right, one of the songs that is your favorite is a hit that came out in 1955 called He.
Oh, He, 55, okay.
Yes.
So now
did
I
he
know.
Find it? Did he find it? No.
No.
No, you cannot find it.
Well, can he find Unchained Melody by him? I like to hear his version of Unchained Melody by Al Hibbler. Here you go. This is the version, Al Hibbler.
My darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Oh, you still mine, I need your love. I need your love. God, speed your love to me.
That's Al Hibbler, and as I said, he had the original Unchained Melody. And he was the first blind top performer. He had a couple big hits back in the early 50s. And he was on the charts. And he did the original Unchained Melody, which after him came many other versions, including Righteous Brothers.
Dave, would you like to tell everybody what we're going to be talking about the second hour?
Yes.
Which will be in 3 minutes. We go to the top of the
hour. Yes. Well, the second hour, we will want to talk about a dear friend of ours who passed away in this last week, Yvonne Dellis, who was a very close friend and part of the Lighthouse family. And a lot of people know her. She was very active here in Central Florida, and we will miss her dearly. So I'm hoping that some folks that knew her well might want to call in and tell a little bit about her.
Okay. We're sorry to hear about her passing.
Yes. So for those who thought Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder were the first blind folks who had hit records, now you know Al Hibbler was.
Let's hear it for Al.
Big Woo-hoo. Al. I didn't know he was born. I didn't know he was born in Mississippi. Okay.
She said blind since birth.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to say I didn't know about him at all. Boy, this is. See what you learn when you tune into the Blind and Beyond radio show. A lot of possibilities.
That's why it's called Blind and Beyond.
David,
we're way beyond.
How did we meet you, David? Was it when you were the receptionist at Lighthouse? Is that the first time?
Yes.
I think
it. And we struck a friendship, didn't we?
I liked him when we met.
Right.
Yep.
And then we met Brenda.
Yep.
He liked me back then. he didn't say how he feels now, but that's okay. I made a good first impression, but there the second one wasn't so. No, just kidding.
Listen, folks, you got anything to say? Phone number is 407-894-1680. You got anything to say about the show? You can always write to us, which I hope would be good. Maybe you have something to say good, too. Who knows? 407-894-1680. If you have any PSAs, or if you just want to write to us, it's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to listen, if you want to write in, just blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We have a lot on our website if you want to look at it and check us out.
It's a way you can listen live, a nice and easy way. Just go to the website and click the listen button.
What's our Facebook?
It's just Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
That's it?
That's it.
Say it again for those people who want to look at the website.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
I don't mean website.
I know what you mean, Facebook.
It's our Facebook.
Yeah. So also in the second hour, David's going to honor us with a little bit of guitar playing.
Are you
going to
play the guitar?
Oh, sure. Why not? I can whip out a tune maybe.
Here we go. We're going to. Breaks you on the other top of the hour. Stay tuned for Blind Beyond.